Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for everyone listening. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. Today, I just want to talk to you guys about something personal. Before I met my wife, I was in a relationship with someone else, and we ended up having a kid together. Obviously, that relationship didn't work out, and now I am fighting for custody of my child. I've been fighting for custody for a while now, and I've learned a few things through this process, and I can honestly tell you that this is one of the toughest things I've ever had to go through. First of all, the justice system is very complicated, expensive, and very time consuming and tiresome. I did not realize just how long this process would take, because you would think when it comes to the subject matter, you know, what's best for the child, the safety of the child, the welfare of the child, you would think that those things would be taken care of immediately, but no, it's a very, very long, drawn out process. And with that comes court costs and court fees, attorney fees, and you really just have to have your stuff together mentally, emotionally, and even financially if you're going to go down this path, whether you have a lawyer or not. Now, if anybody's in a situation like that, I recommend they get an attorney, provided that they can afford it, obviously, but it's going to cost money. And we're not even talking about everything in the future that may be involved, say that you win custody of your child. We're talking about spending money just for the right to be in your child's life. Because face it, whoever has the child, unless you go to court, they'll have say and they'll have control over the situation. And so you have to fight. So I have to fight for control. I have to fight for the right just to see my child, my son, my oldest son. And what's crazy is I have to carry all of this and go through this, and my son may never know. He may never know. I mean, I'm not exactly going to one day tell him how I had to do this, I had to do all that, because number one is my responsibility. I brought him into this world, so I have to take care of him. But he doesn't need to know necessarily what the relationship was like between me and his mother, or difficulties that was faced. I don't have to necessarily choose to tell him that. He's very young right now, so if 20 years or so pass and he decides to listen to this particular episode and he has questions, that's one thing. But a lot's going to happen now, in between now and when he gets to an age where he's old enough to start asking certain questions. And that's another reality that I think about even now as I'm in this long, drawn out court process. You know, he's shifting from home to home because I have gotten small victories. I do see my child. I do get visitation. And right now we're in the process of determining ultimately where his custody will be for the foreseeable future. I'm in one place, his mother is in a different place, and, you know, obviously I want him here with me, but he doesn't understand why he's going from place to place, or why he sees me certain times and why he sees her other times. If you listen to this podcast before, I've admitted that I have other children, so he doesn't understand why he has half siblings, why they all just can't get along. And those are things that he'll have to carry even in the future. And this is a situation that I brought him in, and it's not fair to him. But I have to do my best to love him and raise him as best I can, as much as I'm allowed to. I've spoken with people who have gone through this situation and its similarities. I know personally someone that I work with who is in a similar situation but doesn't actually want to go to court just because of everything that it costs. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm just talking about your time, your mental well-being, your emotional well-being. Like, fighting in court is a ugly, hard process. And I really do think the American courts need to clean that up and make it better. And I know that there are ways to make it better. But you have to ask yourself, just how much are you willing to sacrifice? And it is sacrifice. And it's worth it in the long run, always, to have that child a part of your life. That is your child. You should. But I've heard complaints. I've heard people fight back against it. I've heard people not want to do whatever it takes. And I understand why they say those things. The fact of the matter is, for me especially, you know, I'm praying about this all the time. I have an attorney. I'm doing everything I possibly can. I could still lose out on majority of custody. That's just a potential reality. I could lose. The judge could decide, no, he's going to stay with his mother. And that would suck. It would be the wrong decision, but those things happen. Speaking from my own experiences personally, and I'm not going to get into too much details because it's ongoing, and I'd rather explain everything all at once it's finally over. But I've been in court over a year now. And after motions and certain battles and everything, we're finally getting into more of the deeper details, and it finally seems like the welfare of the child is at the forefront of this case, which it should have been all along, but I digress. You know, I'm from Chicago. I'm in Illinois right now, and I'm not the biggest fan of the Illinois courts, but I have been able to see my son and take him places and raise him. I have been more involved in his life. I missed out on about a year and a half of his life. I can never make that time up, but I'm here as consistently as I possibly can now, and I do have the backings of the court that says I'm supposed to be there. So I do first and foremost thank God for that blessing and for that opportunity. But we have to be careful who we lay down with. We have to be careful for the situations we put ourselves in, because there are long-lasting repercussions. The fact of the matter is, my oldest will always wonder. He won't always wonder, but he will wonder why his parents couldn't work it out. He will wonder why his siblings get more attention and why they get to live with me, as opposed to him not being able to live with me all the time without having to go back and forth. And he'll wonder certain things about his mother. And that's a generation that I'm raising. He's a part of a new generation, and I'm responsible for it, and I'm building and raising that. I will love him, and my wife loves him, and he loves us. But he's going to have so many questions just growing up in the future. And honestly, it's just something that you don't think about. It's something that you can't really think about unless you're in that situation. You can't grasp it. I couldn't grasp it the way that I can now and the way that I do now. I didn't think about it before. You know, me and my wife, we took him to the doctor recently just to make sure that he was caught up with his, you know, checkups, physicals, because it's a new school year coming and everything. And one thing the doctor said was, you know, the child is going back and forth between two different homes all the time. He needs love. He needs extra love. He said, people don't realize it, but therapy starts at home. He needs to know that he's loved and that he's welcome and that, you know, there is no shame. There is no judgment for what he's going through. And we got to be patient with him. And I thought I would just ask the doctor. I was like, doctor, you know, it's a new situation for him. Any advice? And that's what he told me. And this is a child that we're talking about. And a child now has to bear this. Now, I'm someone who grew up, my parents never got divorced. My parents are no longer here. My mom passed away first. Then my dad did many, many years later. So I know what it's like to have to grow up in a family where the parents love each other and they never leave each other. I'm not from a broken home. And now I just think about what it's like for him and what it's like for a lot of people out there whose parents aren't together. And I love my wife. She's the best thing to ever happen to me. And she has been a rock in this situation. And she's just been like the best mother to him that she could be. And just caring and being a strong support in all of this. And for anyone listening, this isn't some PSA. I'm not trying to warn people to be careful who you sleep with, anything like that. I mean, obviously, I believe in the Bible. And though I've made mistakes, I still believe the word of God to be true. And so shouldn't lay with anybody who isn't your spouse anyway. And that would solve a lot of problems. But I just want to share you guys my personal experience and something that I'm going through right now. And just the lasting implications that it's having upon me. And I know that it's having upon my kid and that it will eventually have, because he will forever be in a situation like this until he's grown and enough to be on his own. And he'll have questions. He'll wonder things. He'll hear things from both sides. And I've finally been able to just look at it and realize just how interesting and intense that's going to be upon this young kid as he eventually becomes preteen, a teenager, and eventually becomes a man. And it's not something that we really talk about within my community, the Black community, and just even in general. You know, there are a lot of statistics out there from people from single parent homes or from people whose parents didn't, you know, stay together. But we don't really ever talk about the journey that they go through or that the journey even that the parents go through. Because now I'm on this, I'm a family man, I'm a husband. I have kids with me that I see every day, but I also have a kid who I'm fighting for custody for, who even when I get, hopefully I win it. So even when I get full custody, he'll still have to leave like every other weekend or something like that to potentially see his birth mother. So I'm on this journey of balancing all of that and trying to do what's right as best I can, as flawed as I am as a human being, because I'm not perfect either. So I just wanted to talk about that real quick and just give an update of where I am in my life. As always, thank you all for listening. Please like, share, support, subscribe. Send me prayer requests. And as always, let's end in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord God, for this moment of honesty. And I just pray for any father in a similar situation that he feels supported and the courage to stand up and fight for their child, because every child needs their father. And you are the father of all, Lord God. And we need you most importantly of all, Lord God. And I just say thank you for this day, Father. Bless all those who are listening, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for listening.